This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest.
Welcome to the 2019 Remembrance Day contest, Australia's biggest and most significant annual amateur radio competition. I am Peter Ellis, VK1PE. Formerly a full-time officer in the Navy, now a reservist. Each year we pause to consider the roles that amateurs play in World War II, and we honour the passing of the brave servicemen who were killed during the hostilities. But if you need reminding, the idea of the contest is to have fun. For this 24 hours, the bands will be at their busiest for the whole year, so please be involved. The rules for this weekend's contest were published on the WIA website, wia.org.au. There is no obligation to participate, but even 15 minutes on air, particularly by submitting a log, your involvement will make a difference. Is this your first RD, or have you done many? We are confident that this 24-hour contest will be enjoyable. The contest is for us amateurs, just as it has been every year since the late 40s. We conduct the RD contest for 24 hours on the weekend closest to the day called VP Day, Victory in the Pacific Day, which happens to be the 15th of July 1945. This day formally marked the end of World War II. But let's not forget some dates other than that from World War II. For instance, the 13th of July 1940 was the Canberra air disaster, the crash of a Lockheed Hudson, which killed the Minister for the Army and Repatriation, Brigadier Geoffrey Street, the Minister for Air and Civil Aviation, James Fairbairn, after which Fairbairn Air Base was named, and the Chief of General Staff, General Sir Brundenell White, and of course the crew. On the 18th of July 1940, it was the relief of the Australian troops at Tobruk, and we can't forget the more recent past that the 18th of July is also Vietnam Veterans Day. So each year in the RD, we spend a little time of quiet contemplation prior to its 0300 Zulu start, remembering those people who didn't make it back, but whose efforts helped to save our nation. Then after 0300 Zulu, we happily celebrate by competing together for up to 24 hours in a state versus state race to win the most on-air contacts. This year we'll hear the names of the amateur radio operators known to have been killed during World War II.
We pay tribute to these members of the Wireless Institute of Australia who paid the supreme sacrifice. Royal Australian Navy, J.E. Mann, VK3IE, A.H.G. Ripon, VK6GR. Australian Military Forces, C.D. Roberts, VK2JV. J.D. Morris, VK3DQ. J. McCandlish, VK3HN. S.W. Jones, VK3SF. D.A. Laws, VK4DR, J.G. Phillips, VK5BW, K.S. Anderson, VK6KS. Royal Australian Air Force, F.W.S. Eastern, VK2BQ, V.J.E. Jarvis, VK2VJ, W. Abbott, VK2YK, G.C. Curl, VK2AJB, T. Stevens, VK3GO, M.D. Orr, VK3OR, J.F. Colthrop, VK3PL, J.A. Burridge, VK3UW, J.E. Snadden, VK3VE, F.J. Starr, VK4FS, R. Allen, VK4PR, C.A. Ives, VK5AF, B. James, VK5BL, J.E. Goddard, VK6JG, P.P. Patterson, VK6PP, and Merchant Marine, N.E. Gunter, VK3NG, and R.P. Veal, VK3PV. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. And the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
And now to our official speaker. Vice Admiral Ray Griggs, AOCSC, was Chief of the Navy from 2011 to 2014 and was appointed Vice Chief of the Defence Force on the 30th of June 2014, retiring in 2018. He was born in Homebush, New South Wales in 1961 and joined the Adelaide Port Division of the Naval Reserve in 1978 as a radio operator, and in 1979 entered the Royal Australian Naval College, HMAS Creswell, on a short service commission. During seaman training, Vice Admiral Griggs served in the aircraft carrier Melbourne and ships Yarra and Advance, before spending 12 months loaned to the Royal Navy in HMS Jersey to gain his bridge watchkeeping certificate. In later 1981, he was posted to HMAS Perth as bridge watchkeeper and deployed to the Northwest Indian Ocean in support of Australia's independent presence in that region following the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. From 1983 to 94, then Lieutenant Griggs completed a series of postings as navigation officer of ships Cessnock, Torrens, Tobruk, Jervis Bay and Perth. Ashore, he served in a variety of roles, including as the aide-de-camp to His Excellency the Governor of Tasmania, Sir James Plimsoll, ACCBE, and two postings in the Navy Career Management Directorate, and as Staff Officer Navigation to the Commander Australian Patrol Boat Forces, and Director Future Warfare in the Australian Defence Headquarters. He then completed specialist navigation training, graduating as a Principal Warfare Officer. Between 1995 and 97, Vice Admiral Griggs served as Commissioning Executive Officer, that is, second in command, of HMAS Anzac, helping to bring the Anzac-class frigates into service. In October 2001, he assumed command of the Anzac frigate Arunta and was immediately involved in border protection duties. Arunta then deployed to the Persian Gulf to support in United Nations sanctions against Iraq and in support of the war on terror. And for this, the ship was recognised by being awarded the Duke of Gloucester's Cup for being the most operationally efficient ship in the RAN fleet for 2002. In 2004, he studied at the National War College in Washington, D.C., and in mid-2005 assumed command of the Australian Amphibious Task Group. Promoted Commodore in February 2006, he was appointed as the Deputy Maritime Commander, that's the Deputy Fleet Commander, until appointed in September 2007 as Director General of Navy Strategic Policy and Futures in Navy Headquarters. In February 2008, he was seconded to the 2009 Defence White Paper Team and led the development of the force structure. In early 2009, he attended the UK High Command and Staff Course and was then promoted to Rear Admiral and appointed as Deputy Head of Strategic Reform and Governance. From May 2010, he served as Deputy Chief of Joint Operations during a period of very high-tempo operations abroad and at home, and then went on to command the Royal Australian Navy from June 2011 till June 2014, then was Vice Chief of the Defence Force until 2018. Mr. Ray Griggs is now Chief Executive Officer of the National Indigenous Australians Agency, part of the Federal Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet. In his service, he was awarded the Conspicuous Service Cross in 1997, a commendation for distinguished service in 2003 for his part in the Persian Gulf, and appointed a member of the Order of Australia in 2009 and Officer of the Order of Australia in 2012. He holds the degrees of Bachelor of Arts from the University of Queensland, Master of Business Administration from the National Graduate School of Management at the Australian National University, and Master of Science, National Security Strategy from the National Defence University in Washington, D.C. Vice Admiral Ray Griggs, on behalf of the Wireless Institute of Australia and the amateur radio operators, thank you for so readily agreeing to be our RD contest speaker. As amateurs, our interest is different from that of the professional communicators, but it's also interesting how many of us go out of our way to be of use to the community, not least through the WIA's Wireless Institute Civil and Emergency Network. And Vice Admiral Ray Griggs, I invite you to deliver the opening speech.
Hello. I'm pleased to be speaking to you for the Remembrance Day contest. Following others such as Rear Admiral Ken Doolan, Commodore Jeff Gadecki, and last year Warrant Officer of the Navy Gary White, who've all opened the contest. I've transferred back to the reserves last year, but spent my last decade in the service in joint operations as the Chief of Navy and then the Vice Chief of the Defence Force. I started my naval career in the Naval Reserve while still in my last year of school, as a recruit radio operator back in 1978. I would have to say that my work on the Coastal Operations Net, as it was then known, from the radio shack on board HMAS Banks, was probably not all that accomplished, but it was something that I loved. And of course, in those days, it was the only means of communicating with the outside world when a ship was out of sight of land. In no other area has the pace of change been as relentless as it has been in the field of communications. A modern ComSyn is an altogether different beast. Despite that, there remains an absolute need for traditional methods, but I'm preaching to the choir on that. Australian servicemen and women continue to serve on operations around the globe, just as their predecessors did. Recently, our focus has been on a number of significant World War II commemorations, and during those, I've been lucky enough in the last few years to meet many of those who are left. Veterans of the naval and land campaigns of Southeast Asia and Southwest Pacific, including, of course, the New Guinea campaign. It's important we continue to honour them today and into the future. Radio amateurs of Australia, New Zealand and Papua New Guinea, on this weekend nearest the anniversary of VP Day, it's my great pleasure to formally declare the Remembrance Day contest for 2019 open.